Hello there, it's Mari Smith, and dialing in from just absolutely gorgeous San Diego. So I just arrived. I just flew in about a four-hour flight from Nashville, Tennessee. I was speaking at the awesome National Speakers Association Winter Conference, and it's pretty chilly over there. They got a little bit of snow in about 34, and I understand, I think was it Friday, that every state bar Hawaii had some snowfalls. And obviously, California was like Northern California in the more mountainous areas. But this is amazing to land in San Diego. We got 74. I just had to crank up my AC in my car, and I live a little ways north of San Diego proper, and it's still San Diego County, but it's I think it's 79 up there. So, oh my goodness, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just got 2 hours back, and it's just always such a delight. And one of my Twitter followers, Creative Jen, and that's Creative with an 8. She made a comment just as I was boarding the flight. On Twitter that she says, don't you just love to travel and find that you get more inspired and creative and almost emotional when traveling? And I completely concurred with her point, because I really do. And I think it's actually a couple of factors at play. One is that it gives us a different perspective. We're away from our normal familiar environment, and that we may not have the same kind of distractions. And especially, you know, if you can't be online, you know, that was flying Southwest, they don't have Wi-Fi on board yet, so can't be online for 4 whole hours. And I got really creative, and I wrote up product outlines and got caught up with a few projects, and wrote up a message, a Valentine's message for my email list that turned out so long. I'm going to make it into a blog post, so I'm going to go off home and post that up, and I'll tweet it out. And I think I'm going to go off and watch the movie Valentine's. Is it Valentine's or Valentine's Day? A fun movie with a couple girlfriends, and that'll be awesome. So whatever you've been up to today, I just hope it's been magical for you. And whether you are in a committed relationship or married or dating or single or wherever you are on the relationship status, even as Facebook says, it's complicated. No matter what, I hope that you are feeling good about you. And I earlier today tweeted that out, that the most important relationship in the world is the one that you have with you, with yourself, because everything and everyone in your entire universe is a direct reflection of that relationship. Like, how you see others is really how you see yourself. And so that is a quote from my dear spiritual mentor, Esperanza. Look out for more good things coming online in the near future through social media and whatnot with her and me. So happy Sunday, happy love day, happy Valentine's Day, and we'll talk again real soon. Big hugs.